And now you've met someone mm-hmm. very special.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. You should see the smile on her face right now.
He is listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hubby. So how did you guys meet?
Oh, okay. Where do I start from? I had never seen him. Mm-hmm. We had never met, though he told me he had seen me somewhere at the mosque after Friday prayers. Okay. But I didn't notice. I didn't see him. But he went on with his business. He didn't know how to reach me because he was never in the country.
Okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And I think he was also going through a relationship. Mm. Yeah, but he tried to get me eventually when it didn't work out the other side, and he had seen this girl he admired. Mm. So he tried to contact me mm-hmm. on social media. I don't take social media so seriously. If you want me, try not to get me through social media.
Someone has unless to find you physically.
Unless you get straight to the point. Okay. You want something to do with my work, get straight to the point. I'm so and so, Farida. I want us to talk about this and this. You're clear. Mm-hmm. But these things are coming. Hello, Farida. Hello, sweetie. I love you. Those ones, I won't take you seriously. So he tried to attract my attention through social media. Mm-hmm. Of course, I ignored him. Viber, Facebook, WhatsApp, all of them. Yeah, immediately WhatsApp, when he eventually got my number, immediately WhatsApped me, block.
He worked very hard.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He did, Bambi, thank you. So I tried to ignore him all through. He stuck to Messenger. He would text and text. I still ignored him mm-hmm. until he flew to the country.
Okay.
To see Farid.
Came to meet you.
So he came to the office and called me because he had my number. Said, I'm here and I'm not leaving unless you see me. I went to see this guy who is so brave at Akiabakuru. I went, I saw him. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, I liked him immediately. Just like you see somebody and something strikes you, mm-hmm. and you give him a chance to say what they have to say.
Okay.
So we talked. Why did you block me? I told him I didn't know you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know you. So I unblocked him that day. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit. He told me what he wanted. Immediately, he told me he didn't want a girlfriend. He wanted a wife.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He was straight to the point like that.
Yeah.
He sounds like the kind of man who knows what he wants.
Yes, exactly. He told me, if you're looking for a boyfriend, I'm not the one. I want a wife. Mm-hmm. So I saw some seriousness in him, but of course, you don't conclude just like that.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. But I unblocked him. Mm-hmm. We chatted that day, that night. The very first chat, he showed me all his family. So, Paula and Paula, I liked him. We went on. Mm-hmm. Because he had limited time into the country, he asked me to meet his family. I was like, what do you want to do to me? What wow. if it doesn't work out? You can easily use this as blackmail. Farida, you went met my family, now you're dumping me on what? I told him, I'm not coming.
You're like, I'm not going down that road.
Oh, yeah. But I gave him a chance. Mm-hmm. I eventually went, met family, they liked me. Okay, at least they showed they liked me. Mm-hmm. They liked me, we are still on very good terms.
Okay.
That's how we kicked it off, and here we are.
I like that story. I like hearing about someone who's like, I've seen something I want and I'm going for it. Mm. Well, congratulations, you got married. I'm going to ask you for your next song right now. This one takes us back from Blue 3.
Yes, yeah. Where you are.